Just I'll repeat the Machne Ephraim briefly, and then the Ha'ara or two on the Machne Ephraim, which I think are they really, but both of them really need a yeshiv. And the Machne Ephraim had the following case. It's again in Kinyan Chatzer, Isur Gimel. The Machne Ephraim's case was a guy who sold metaltalim, let's say chitim, to Reuven. Reuven gave him money, and the guy placed the chitim in the barrels that belonged to Reuven. And they were still in the guy's rishus. At that moment, the shaila is, was Reuven kaina? Wasn't he kaina? So kesef, we know, is not kaina metaltalim. So this goes into the shaila that the Gemara has, if kalev shel kaina b'shus makne are kaina. Kalev shel kaina, if you buy something, b'shus makne, but your keli, which could be kaina for you like a chatzar, kalev shel adam, we had in Gittin last year, kalev shel adam are kaina like a chatzar, but your keli is in the meichus chatzar. Kalev shel kaina b'shus makne is a suffix. If it's kaino or not, it's a suffix in the Gemara, and it's a suffix in the Shulchan Aruch. If kalev shel kaino b'shus makne are kaino, so it's a suffix if Reuven was kaino. Subsequently, the guy got another offer from Shimon and decided that he was going to sell it to Shimon. And he took these chitim out of the barrels of Reuven and gave them to Shimon, and Shimon took them home. Now Reuven comes back, and Reuven has a taina. Reuven's taina is that I was kaidet, it's mine. Shimon has to give it back to me. I, Shimon, paid, so Shimon will have to go after the guy for his money. But Reuven's taina is that he was kaidet, because kael shel kaidet, b'shus makne, a kaidet. Shimon's taina is, no, you only have a suffix in you. Kael shel kaidet is a suffix in you. And Shimon's taina is, I have a vadek in you, so it's mine. So the Machne Ephraim said that this shaila is totally in our rush. And again, what's the rush? The rush is Yisayid. The rush is Yisayid is that by a kinyan, which is an ibaya delay of shita, a kinyan which is a suffix, like in our Gemara, which one by the Gamal is a suffix? Hanhaga b'Gamal. I think Hanhaga b'Gamal, Amishicha b'Chamar is a suffix one. So it's a suffix. So what's the din by a suffix that the Gemara ends up with a suffix? So the Rosh said it depends. If it's a din Torah between the Marikama and someone who did a suffix kinyan, then the Marikama wins. Because the Marikama is the Marikama, and it's a suffix if I was kind. However, if it's a din Torah about a Behema Shel Hefker, if there's a Gomel Shel Hefker, and I did a suffix kinyan, so if the Rosh is Chiddush, that by a Suffolk Kenyan, the person who did the Suffolk Kenyan is considered a Mochzik. He's considered to be Mochzik, like we were Masbi yesterday from the Ktsais, he's considered a Typhus Bai, he has a Tfis in it. So he's considered a Suffolk Mochzik, and a Suffolk Kenyan is a Vadai Mochzik. And Memela, the Rosh said that by a Metzia, if you find a Gamal, and you do an Haga, which is a Safik. And then someone else comes along, and someone else does a Vadai Kinyan, the person who did the Safik Kinyan wins, because he's considered Typhus Bai. He did a Safik Kinyan, but for the other person to get it from him, the other person has to prove that his Kinyan was no good. Because there's a Tzad, that Dika Di Amri, that an Haga B'Gamal is kind of. So Memela, the Rosh's side was that by a Suffolk Kenyan, the person who did the Suffolk Kenyan is Kaida. Zakta Machne Ephraim, what about this Din Torah? The Machne Ephraim, let's see. The guy, he's out of it. The guy doesn't claim it's his. The guy sold it to one or the other. So it's a Din Torah between Reuven and Shimon. So if it's a din Torah between Reuven and Shimon, it's the same as the case of of the Rosh by Mitzvah Behemishal Hefker, where Reuven first did a Safek Kinyan. Shimon came along later and did a Vadai Kinyan. So the halacha of the Rosh is that the person who did the Safek Kinyan is a Muzik Bai. So Reuven Lagabi Shimon, Reuven's a Muzik. He's a Tafus Bai, he's considered to have it. And Mimela, the Chitim go to Reuven, and Shimon has to give it back to him, and Shimon's got to go to the Goy and get his money back. Ad Khan, this is what the Machne Ephraim said. Okay? And this is basically the Machne Ephraim that in a synopsis of what we said yesterday. Okay, now there's one horror of that I think is a shtaka horror on the Machne Ephraim. You want to try? This is the Svara, which the Machne Ephraim, it seems to me, is wrong. And Machne Ephraim is Machne Ephraim. He thought through this. But I don't understand. Who's the Din Torah between? Reuven and Shimon? Who took the Chitim away from Reuven? Who took them away from him? In the Machne Ephraim's case, the guy sold the Chitim to Reuven. Now Shimon didn't come and steal it. Shimon went to the guy and offered the guy more money. So the guy said, I'll sell it to you. So the guy took it back from Reuven and gave it to Shimon. Reuven's Din Torah is L'chaira, not with Shimon, as the Machne Ephraim understood. Reuven's Din Torah is with the Marikama, is with the guy. The guy is saying, Reuven, I didn't sell it to you. I'm taking my money, I'm taking my chitim back. I want to sell it to Shimon and get more money for it. This is what the guy is doing. Why does the Machne Ephraim understand that it's a Din Torah between Reuven and Shimon? L'chaira, it's a Din Torah between Reuven and the guy. The guy is saying, I sold it to you, but now I have a better offer. I want to take it back, and I want to sell it to my better offer. Isn't it a Din Torah between Reuven and the Marikama? The Marikama is this, so the guy is taking it back. He's saying, I have a right to it. Now, the Rosh said that by a Safek Kinyan, if the Din Torah is against the Marikama wins. Right? The Rosh only said by a Metzia, where there's a Din Torah between Reuven, who came first and did a Safek Kinyan, Shimon, who came second, then Reuven wins. It seems to me this Din Torah is between Reuven and the guy. Now, Shimon has it. You're going to have to go knock on Shimon's door to get it back. But the Din Torah is between Reuven and the guy. Can't the guy come to Beis Din? And the guy will tell Beis Din, what are you paskening? It's Reuven's. I want to sell it to Shimon. I'm going to make more money if I sell it to Shimon. I want to take it back. It's a Safek Kinyan. I take it back. I don't know if the guy knows the Rosh, but Mustam will hire a good Tayin. And he'll tell him, the guy can tayin for the guy. The guy has a right to tayin in Beis Din. If a guy has a right to something, he wins in Beis Din. So the guy, I don't understand what's going on here. Why is the guy out of the picture? Do you have any idea?
The guy sold it.
Someone
else. It's not the guy's anymore. The guy's out of the picture.
No, but it's a Safek Kinyan. When he sold it to Reuven,
it's only a
Safek Kinyan.
But the guy can't take it back.
But the Rosh said that any Safek Kinyan, the Marikama could take it back.
If it's a Safek, if the guy did a Hagbah with a pen, you can say the Kinyan is not a good Kinyan?
If you do a Safek Kinyan, then it's a Safek Kinyan. If it's a case,
Kinyan, but it's not good anymore. It's just that it's a Safek Kinyan.
But isn't that what the Rosh said? The Rosh said, if I sell you a Gamal, and you do Hanhaga, which is a Safek, so you do a Safek Kinyan on the camel. I'm the Marikam, and I want it back. I can get it back. That was the Rosh's Yisayid. His Yisayid was that the Marikam could get it back. So Feshteyach Nisht, I mean, the Rosh said that. So the Rosh said that, then the same thing here. Hey, you can start clarifying, why is it that way? But that was the Rosh's Pesach, and everyone brought it down that way.
Was the guy
masking him to give back the money? It doesn't say the whole story there.
Maybe it's not Shiloh, but maybe it's Shiloh over the Mammon's Shiloh. Maybe they couldn't get the money back. Now it's the Mammon's Shiloh, who is the Mammon.
But that's Nisgalgal into a Mammon's Shiloh. But the Maisa, the guy, Didn't the guy have a right?
Maybe didn't
did the let me ask you. Let's say the guy would have gone to Bezin. The guy would have told Bezin, listen, I sold this to Reuven. I put it in Kerel Shokhan and Bishus Magna, and he gave me money. Now I want to back out. Do I have a right? So maybe Bezin would tell him it's a Mishapara, Kenyan Kesef is a Mishapara, but do I have a right if I do it? The answer would be yes. Let's say the guy wants to take it back for himself. He has a right to take it back for himself. So why can't he take it back for himself and sell it to Shimon? What
hefsid? Now the guy's going to have to go look around and buy someone else.
He didn't do a Kenyan. If you don't do a Kenyan, you're out of luck. If you want to buy anything.
Suffolk Kenyan,
the Muzik, the Marikama has a right to say.
I'll give you back the money, but that doesn't mean that he's parted from everything. He can just get it back. He has a way to get it back, but it doesn't mean that he has.
The reason he has a right to get it back is Sikatayin, it's not a Kenyan. You have to prove it's a Kenyan. I claim it's not a Kenyan.
Let's say the guy didn't give any of the money, period. They both lost their money. So Shiloh is now, the guy's out of the picture now, so Shiloh is now who should be the one to lose the money.
Reuven's being Teveya. He's being Teveya Shimon. But Shimon, it's true, Reuven knocks on Shimon's door. But Shimon comes Mekayach the guy. Shimon got it from the guy. So he, Lachaira Katayna, I got it from the Marikama. And the Marikama has a right to it. No, if the Marikama has a right to it, so Shimon should have a right to it. I don't know. So I'm going to be in Toronto tonight. Mr. Malmit, Reb Shmuel Miller. It's a big, big bekiyas in the Chayshim Mishpat. I'll ask him this question tomorrow. I'll tell you the answer. I'll tell him I promised you an answer. But it seems to me that there's something we're missing something here in the Machna Frayim. In the Machna Frayim, you can't push away Machna Frayim just like this. Machna Frayim. So I have at home, they printed once a Machna Ephraim with Ha'oris on the bottom. They collected Ha'oris. So at home I looked at my Machna Ephraim. So Machna Ephraim has a different Ha'ora on the Machna Ephraim, which I should mention as well, which someone mentioned after Shia yesterday. And that is, the Machna Ephraim is assuming we passed him like this rush. When we went to Sugya of Tokvi Kayin, we mentioned, I think after we finished the most of the sugya, that there's a machlokes by every teiku if tfisa helps. By a teiku in shas, if tfisa helps. And the Rif Shita, the way Muki Yosef understood the Rif, the way the Rosh himself understood the Rif, was that tfisa helps by a teiku. That by a teiku, if you grab, it does help. L'chaira, that din, that tfisa helps by a teiku, and there the Rosh argued. Rosh held tfisa does not by a teiku. But we paskin, derech klal, that something that's a teiku in the Gemara, Safik and Shulchan Aruch, you could grab. L'chaira, this Rosh, who says by a Safik Kinyan of a Metzia, tfisa does not help, l'chaira, it's a stira to that Shita Sarif. That by every teiku, tfisa helps. Because if it's a rule that tfisa helps by every teiku, so by a suffix kinyan, which is like ours, which is a suffix in the Gemara, tfisa should also help. Now, maybe you could come up with a svara that a suffix, which is a suffix kinyan, may be different than every other teiku in shas, which, all right, maybe there's such a svara lachalik. And svar mistam, we could find the svar lachalik, but akapanim, it's a second ha'ara on this machne Ephraim. But machne Ephraim understood to pass like this rush. All right, there's a question how we pass. But the first ha'ara, though, we seem to be an inconsistency in the svar of the machne Ephraim, and that bothers me more. All right, so we're going to leave that temporarily. This machne Ephraim, hopefully, we'll come back with the teretz. Machna Ephraim Grada is also Shayach to Tesamid Beis, which I hope we'll get to very quickly. So hopefully we'll still come back to it. But let's learn one more piece here in the Gemara. Tashma. We're still trying to Tashma this Shiloh of Rachav. Even though the Gemara seemed to have been patient to Shiloh, but the Gemara is unhappy, and we're still trying to find Rayas. Tashma. Echad rochiv chamar, echad tofis b'maisira. One person is riding a chamar, and one is holding the reins. Ze kana chamar. Obviously, it's a chamar shel hefka. Ze kana chamar, v'ze kana maisira. So each person gets that which he has. One of them the chamar, one of them the maisira. Shmami no rochiv kani. So we see here that the one riding the chamar is kani. So the Gemara, Achinami be manig baraglov. Here it could be talking that he was the same as Amishna, manig baraglov, that he was making a go with his feet. Ihochi nikni nami rochiv b'masira. If so, so the rochiv is saya rochiv and saya manig. Let him be kind of the reins as well. He says you're right. Ema zekona chamar b'chatzim masira, zekona chatzim masira. On the chamar, the riding person is a mosik, is a kaina. On the maisira, it's like shnei maisim. So the meila, it's good. So the gemara bishlam a rochiv kani the kamag malei ben das. Very good. The rochiv is kaina because by magbia mitzia lechaveira, right, when two people are holding something, so the rochiv has one end in a maisira. Who has the other end? The other end, which would otherwise be laying on the ground, and it wouldn't be a kinyan. It's picked up by a bendas. So if you have a bendas on the other end, so we say migud zach l'nafshi zach l'chaver. So bishlam arachiv kani the kamag malei bendas. The other end is held by a bendas. El tafis b'maisira for my kani. The tafis b'maisira, the other end of his masira, is not being held by a person. It's being held by the chamar. It's on the head of the chamar, which the Gemara now thinks is not enough. The chamar is not a bendas. So how could the one who's holding the Mesira be kaina? So Gemara says, you're right. Change it again. Ema, zekon ha-chamar, v'kulam Mesira, zekon ha-vashatav is biyada. And what's in his hand is kaina. We already learned on Dav Zayin that whatever's in his hand, he's kaina in his hand. It's command the pasuk dam. So he's only kaina the part of the reins which is in his hand. Hai mai? But that can't be. Im tip salai ma'am bad biyam tse chaver kona chavera, hani mili, hecha de kamag balei adai to the chavera. This is a rule which we had on Dav Ches by Cheirish and Pikeach, that the only time I'd be a Metzila Chaveira is Kana Chaveira is if I'm kind of for myself, I'm kind of for you. But if I'm not kind of for myself, only what's in my hand, but as far as Hagbah, I'm not kind of. So how can I be kind of for the other person? So we change it again. Amar Ravashi, Zekara Chamar Ubeis Pagya. You're right. He's only kind of the part that's on the face of the chamar and the head of the chamar. V'zekar l'mashatof is biyada. The other one is a kinyan. Hashar, the rest of the reins, loikana, loizev, loizev, remains hefka. So this is the maskana according to Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi holds, so how should this be brought down? We're going to look up the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch. How do they bring this down? So they should bring down one person riding a chamar, one person the reins. So what's in his hand is kaina of the reins. What's on the chamor, the bala chamor is kaina. And the whole length of reins that's hanging down, nobody was kaina. That's according to Rav Ashi. Rav Avo argues, Rav Avo says, lo'olam kediktani, hayol v'yachil l'nata u'lehevi'a etzlai. Rav Avo, he has a chiddush. That yachil l'nata u'lehevi'a etzlai, we had such a concept on Dav Zayin, right? We said that if one person has, a woman has a get in her hand, and the man has the string, is yachal anat galavia, it's not a get. So Reb Avo seems to say the same thing, that if you're holding one end of the reins in a way that it's yachal anat galavia, it's like, then you consider to be holding the entire reins. So the Gemara hadar Reb Avo bedusahi, it's a mistake. The Gemara here is saying, we have a concept of Yochel Anatka. Yochel Anatka, again, means you're walking in the street and you see a talus. The talus is half draped over the fire hydrant, half on the floor. You pick up the end that's on the floor. You didn't do Agbah the whole thing. You weren't kind of. So Rav Avo held that since I could pull it, the whole thing, I'm Yochel Anatka, it's a kinyan. So the Gemara Bedusahi, it's not true. Yochel Anatka is not a kinyan. Because you have to do an actual Agbah. Yochel Anatka is not a kinyan. I, on Dav Zayin, when you give a woman a get and the man has the string in his hand, it's not a get because yachal enatka. So why over there does yachal enatka mean it's not a get? So the Gemara already answered, Hasam krisus bina. The Gemara of Zion said that there krisus bina, and it has to be totally magureshes, has to be totally separated from you. So there, it's a chesaron of krisus. Mashiach, and over here, where we're talking about kinyanim, yachal enatka doesn't matter. So our Gemara shtims with the Gemara of Zion. So what's the maskan? We have here a machlekes Rav Abavo and Rav Ashi. And what the maskan is? The Gemara Klar says Rav Abavo is bedusahi. Gemara says that here on Daf Tes and early on Daf Zion. So what's the maskan? We should look up the halacha. If you have a behema shel hefker, and one person grabs the maisira, and one person grabs is riding the chamar, what should be the psak? What's the din of the reins? The chamar belongs to the one who's sitting. That's easy. What's the din of the reins? What's the maskana now?
The front part belongs to the guy riding, and the rest is
not. The din should be that with the part that's on the chamar belongs to the one riding. The one in his hand, whatever is teich yadai, belongs to the one holding the reins. And the whole arichas of the reins should be belonging to nobody. Problem is, you take out the Rambam, Perek Yud Zayin of Hilchos Gezeilah V'Aveidah Halacha Vav, which is the Halacha Vav in Zayin. There are two Seifim here. So one of them shtims with our Gemara and one doesn't. These two sifim seem to be a steer. It's Perek Yud Zayin, Hilchos Gezeilah V'Aveidah, and Halacha Vav and Halacha Zayin don't seem to shtim at all. First, let's do the one that shtims. That's the easier one. Halacha Zayin. I see the Gideon Hashas taken to Halacha Zayin. Halacha Zayin. Haya Echad Reichiv. Echad Eichiz B'Maisira. Harayichiv kana habehema v'amesira sha'al l'choyei habehema b'lvad, l'choyei l'chiyayim, on the cheeks of the behema. V'zeh sha'achas ha'mesira kaina mimena ma sha'achas b'yadai, v'shar mesira lo'y kana yechad mehem. That's Mamash the Gemara, that's Rav Ashi. That what's on the behema you kaina, what's on your hand you kaina, the other person's kaina, what's in between no one's kaina. That's halacha zayin, no problem. Problem is, Halacha Vav. Now you have to listen carefully because we have to try to chop what the difference is between the two. Behema's mitzia, a behema that's hefker. Shekadam echad va'achaz b'maisira. One person went and he grabbed a mesira. Doesn't say here that anybody's riding the animal. Okay, nobody. It seems nobody's riding the animal. The behema of hefker, and someone ran over and grabbed the reins. That's a normal thing to do. Loikana, he's not kind of the animal. Ad sheyim shaychayanig, until he pulls it, or myshechanayig, the two types of ways of making an animal go. Aval kana hamaisira bilvad, but he is kind of the reins. What it seems to say here is that if you grab the reins of the animal, you're kind of the whole reins. Kind of the entire reins, even though you only picked up one end. Now, Agamara said, Hadar Bavo Bedusahi. If you pick up one end and you yachal anatka, it's a toss. You're not the only kind of what's in your hand. So, what's Pshat? The Rambam here is saying, Agamara is talking when you have a reichiv and a mani, and a reichiv and a toughest mesira. But if you have just the toughest mesira, you're kind of the whole mesira. That doesn't make any sense. The way we understand, if you pick up one end, the other end would be munach al gabi karka. And for all practical purposes, it is munach al gabi karka, it's munach al gabi behema. You're not kind of the behema. So how are you kind of the second half of the Maisira? How in the world are you kind of the second half? We know if you pick up one end of anything, you're not kind of. If you walk in the street, and a piece of furniture that's hefka, you want to be kind of it, you pick up one end, The other end is on the ground. You're not kaina. That's, we don't have any machlokes about that. We know chalukei deis.
Why
is
it
karka? What?
Why is it karka? It's one through talking on the ground.
It's on the behemoth.
So,
but the Gemara said that it's not true. Talishim munachas chetzi agabi karka, chetzi agabi amud. That's exactly your case. Hif is on a desk. Hif is on the ground. He's not kind, the Gemara says. Huh?
I mean, it's missing on the Gemara also.
You're asking on the Gemara too. No, and it's not so schwer because. But remember, we said Kinyan Agbah has to be on the whole thing or nothing. You didn't pick up the whole thing. You're not holding up the second end. Again, if it would be a pen and you pick it up, so you picked up the other end. But if the other end is the talus and the other half is on the karka, is on the amud, and you pick up one end, you didn't pick up the other end. So.
When you are holding on to the reins on one end, you, even if you don't actually move the animal to the mashicha, but the reins, you could pull on the reins in a way that it will cause the animal to move his head.
So that's Yochel and Nakal of the answer, isn't it?
It's not Yochel, not, you know, you're not pulling it off. The idea is not that you're pulling it off. But when someone's riding on the animal, so he's the one leading the animal. So by me holding on the reins, the one leading the animal is really the one holding it. So the part of the reins on the animal is not affected by the one holding the reins. Well, here when no one else is riding, I'm the only one controlling the animal. When I take the reins, in a sense, I'm picking the animal's head up with it.
But you didn't pick up the animal. You could have picked up the animal, but you didn't. You weren't Meshach the Behema. You weren't Meshach. Just picked up. So why is the other end on a Behema better than the other hand end on an Amud?
Because on an Amud, I can't control an Amud. I can't go and cause the Amud.
Why? You could pull the talus off the Amud.
I could pull the talus off, but here I'm holding up the whole thing. And the head of the animal is on control.
I didn't.
It's still my control.
And if I pick up one end of a talus, I think just the opposite. Well, can I ask you, when do you have more control over reins? When you hold one end and the other end is on a table? When you hold one end, the other end is on an animal's head? If anything, when it's on the table, you know, animals sometimes have their own opinions about where they want to go also. If it's on the table, it would seem you have much more control than if it's on an animal. And on a table, you're not kind of, so why are you kind of if it's on an animal?
The fact that I could move the animal's head.
But who cares about the animal's head? I only care about the reins. You're not kind of the animal. Finished.
I understand, because the question is the animal's, is the pole that it's sitting on, the arm that it's sitting on, is that considered like also that I have control? If I have control over the pole, that I can lift the pole also, it's like my yacht.
Yochel and Natka on the pole is no better than Yochel and Natka on the reins or the talus. And I just don't see what you're saying. Now, this problem with the Rambam, it's not an Achrayinish Chiddush. Dagos Maimonides right away has the problem. So he says, maybe the Rambam in Halacha Vav meant, Kana Masira Lavada, he means only the part of Masira that's in your hand. Kana Masira means only the part that's in your hand, like the Gemara says. But all the Paiskim, the Sma, the Shach, the Taz, say that's a Daichik. The Rambam doesn't say you're kind of what's in your hand. Says you're kind of the Maisira. So the Maisa, it's a problem. this is brought in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Reish Ayin Aleph. Sif Beis. And the Sma there is the Kasha. And the Sma says that there's a chilek between Siv Zayin, Halacha Zayin, where the other person's riding, and Halacha Vav, where no one is riding. But he doesn't explain what's the chilek. The Shach is Matmiya. What's the difference? So pretty much, the Rambam doesn't have, it has plenty of, who is the Kasha? Gos Maimini, the Sma, the Shach, the Taz, and the Gra. The five of the Gedolei HaPoskim is the Kasha, but none of them has a Glata Mahalach in understanding the Rambam. The Evan Ozel, who as I told you earlier was a very, one of his main Mikzayis was Kinyanim, As a matter of fact, when Rabbi Zalman passed away, and they printed Evan Ozel, they only printed the Evan Ozel on Nezik and Kinyan Mishpatim, only on this Chalak of Rambam. Later, they found Ksavim, and they put together. That's why it's very funny. If you look in the Evan Ozel, Chalak Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet Hey are on the last part of the Rambam, all the halachas of Nezikin and Kinyanim. And later, on the Rambam Chalak Aleph, Ma'ad Avazmanim, I think it's Chalak Zayin or something. They had it later. Chaybus Zalman's big mitzvah was Kinyanim. And he answers a lot of kashis that Gedolei HaPoskim had problems with. The Gemara says, you know, sometimes Mokim Minichuli Leskadol Bayi. You wonder, how could you answer the Kivega's Akasha? The Gemara says, the Rabban Shlomo needs Mokim for every door to have its own Mokim. Rabbi Zalman, the Evan Ozel, works with his big Yisayid in Kinyanim, which is that Kinyanim are kinda, sometimes are kinda with Hayras Bailus. There's certain times that the Pu'ulas HaKinyan is Hachnosal Rishusai, taking Yad is kinda because the result that comes into Yerushas. But there are times that Kinyanim work with the Yisayid of Hayras Bailus. By Yachal Anatka, Hadra Bavo Bedusi. Why? What's the hesber that Yochel Anatka doesn't work? The way the Evan Ozel explains, Yochel Anatka doesn't work because that's a chesaron in Hayras Bailus. A bailim, if it's your talus, you hold the whole talus. The normal way, you go into a store, you buy a talus, you hold the entire talus. You don't leave it part of it on a omud and part of it in your hand. Not the normal hagbaas hatalus. So that the chesaron in Yochel Anatka is a chesaron in Hayras Bailus, in Shoyin Bailus, which is always the Rambam Shita by Meshicha or Hagbah. We said the Rambam arrived to argue about this. The Rambam holds that Meshicha is or Hagbah, presumably, is Hayras Bailus. So the reason that Rabavoh Abedusahi is because it's not a normal thing to hold something just from one end, except for the reins of an animal. The reins of an animal, when one end of the reins is on the animal's face, it's normal to pick up the other end of the reins. That's a normal hagbah of bailim. Now it's true, if someone else is on the donkey, and it's his donkey, because he was kind of the donkey, so my picking up the other end, there's no hayras bailus on my reins, which are on somebody else's donkey. But if there's nobody on the donkey, picking up one end of the reins is a fine Hayras Bailus, picking up one end. And that's why the Rambam holds that you're clean of the Mesira. Because this is an exception. This is a case where it's a normal way for Bailim to do it. Huh? He's not clean of the animal.
Why not?
Because he only did a Hagbah on one end of the Mesira, not on one end of the animal.
That's what you're saying, that holding the end of the Mesira is how you hold only one end. Why are you holding only one end? Because you're leading an animal.
No, but he didn't lead the animal, right? The animal's still standing still. So if he leads the animal, it's kind of a sheikh of the animal. But if...
Who picks up only the rein, hold only one end of it?
What?
Who picks up only one end of the rein, hold only one end of it? If you want the whole rein, you should pick up the rein.
I guess there are times that pick up one end of the reins.
Because he wants the animal.
Well, obviously he hopes to be kind to the animal. It's a hefker animal. The animal's worth more than the reins. He's certainly hoping to be kind to him. But there's no chesaron in his Hayras Bailus on the reins, because reins are something that it's normal to do that way. You could be kind to reins that are hefker, because even if they're attached to an animal, as long as you do a kinyan in a way that Bailam normally holds it. No, when someone's on the animal, so the part of the reins that are on the face of the chamar belong to him. So now it's ice. Now picking up one end of the reins is not going to do anything because the other end of the reins. But the part that's in his hand with yad, that's like chatzah. That's hachnas lo shusa. What's in your hand is command the pasuk dami. That's like chatzah. That has nothing to do with Hayras Bailus. But kinyan hagbah, you are kind of that. And al tatameh, that you could have a kinyan, which is sort of an exception because of circumstances, because the Eben Ozel brings numerous such things. One case I mentioned to you yesterday, the Rambam holds Meshicha is kind of by an animal, by Behema Daka, Meshicha is kind of not Mesira. That a Behema Daka means a smaller animal like a sheep, Meshicha is kind of not Mesira, because it's normal to do Meshicha. And yet, if you give someone the reins of 10 behemoths in one shot, you're kind of with Mesira. Because when you're holding reins of 10 animals, Devin Ozel was Masber, it's not normal to pull two animals at one time. So you see that even though there's a rule, and the rule generally is Behemoth Daka Nikta B'Meshicha V'Loi B'Mesira, but if you're in a Hecha Timsa, where what you're doing is a normal Eiraz Bailus, then it's different. Then Mesira is kind. So K'may Kain over here, even though normally you want to, I shouldn't say normally, I don't know which case is more normal, by Behemoth Shel Hefker, but the Gemara's case where someone's riding the animal, my picking up one end doesn't do anything. Nevertheless, when it's a behemah shel hefker, the koshkein would be my behemah with the reins of hefker, that if I pick up one end of the reins, that's a normal hayras bailus, and therefore, it's a kinyan gomer. This is the Eben Ozel's pshat, which in Svara is a very stark pshat. I don't know what we're going to do. Lamaisa, the Sma, all the G'dayla HaPoiskim, Mitzchizach with pshat in this Rambam, and this. Even though the Smah Paskins like the Rambam and the Mechaber Paskins like the Rambam, the Shach Taz and Groa are Mesupik Lahalacha. But the Eben Ozel's Pshat to me is a very Dover Amistava. It's a very, it's Mistava Tuva. Right, so this is a Mahalach. There's one more Rambam that we have to deal with, and Misa Shem will deal with tomorrow. That's the Rambam in Hilchas Mechira, Perek Hei Halacha Zayin. It's a Rambam that we've mentioned a few times about Kinyan Sudr, where the person giving the handkerchief is still holding one end of it. So, certainly before tomorrow, you should have time between today and tomorrow to catch, well, you have to catch up also. But if you have a chance to look up the Rambam, and the chelik of the Rambam that we're going to deal with now is the Yochel Anatka, which is the Shach Kuf Tzadik Hei Vav. With Kasha, and if you have a chance, we're going to get to it. Just yesterday, we had one Kasha, which I was stumped with. It's really a general question. We said Meshicha needs Meshicha L'Rishusai. We said all along that Kinyan Meshicha is you have to bring it into your Rishus. So the question that was asked yesterday was if Meshicha has to be Meshicha to my Rishus, so who needs Kinyan Meshicha? I'm kind of Kinyan Chatzar anyway. If I have to pull it into my Rishus or into my Tzidei Rishus or Avin, so I'm kind of anyhow with Kenyan Chatzar. So who needs the whole Kenyan Meshicha? What? So one teretz you could answer, like the Rambam, is when you brought in only half the animal. The Rambam said if you bring in only half the animal, you're not kind of a Kenyan Chatzar. If you are kind of a Kenyan Meshicha, that would be an answer like the Rambam. You still have to answer like the Rambam. Another possible answer is by a chatzah shal shutfim. If I'm buying from my shutif, a chatzah shal shutfim, if I pull it into my chatzah where I'm a shutif, I'm not kind of a king chatzah, because it's the meichas chatzah too, but I'm kind of a meshicha. Now again, it's a good teretz, but not satisfying. Like the whole parasha of meshicha is just for meshicha into a chatzah shal shutfim. That's not a step. So I looked yesterday, I saw a sma. Says something interesting. The Sma says that Meshicha, it could be into, it has to be to your Rishus. It could be Sai into a property you own, or a Simta, or if you're pulling it into someone else's Rishus, but he gave you permission to pull it there, it's also Kaina. The point is, you don't have to bring it into your Rishus. You have to bring it into Rishus HaYachid, but you have a right to keep it. So let's say I pull an animal, I buy an animal, I pull it, and I live far away. I go to eat lunch by my friend, I pull it in, and I park it in his driveway. And he gives me a rishus to park in his driveway, and I come in. So zok the Sma, you're kind of looking at Meshicha. So Meshicha doesn't have to be your rishus in the sense of your chatzar. It has to be your rishus in the sense that you have a right to bring it there. You have a right to bring it there, that's enough to be kind of with Kinyan Chatzah. So that would be a Hechatimtza where Mashicha works, a Kinyan Chatzah doesn't work. Someone gives me Rishus to put things in his Rishus, I'm not kind of a Kinyan Chatzah. So that's a Hechatimtza where Kinyan Mashicha is kind of not Kinyan Chatzah.